Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's your man. You'll be seeing him again this year, right? The summer, MetLife Stadium?
Yeah, last week of August, heading into Labor Day weekend.
Can't think about that. That's no. I mean, the end of the summer, let's not think about that.
Yeah, I'm actually not thinking about it because of that reason.
Should be thinking about John Cougar Mellencamp right now.
Yeah, that's in
2 weeks away.
2 weeks, baby.
How much time are you taking off to prepare for that trip? Taking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off?
No. Here's what I'm taking. The show, I'm going to Indianapolis on Friday, June 24th.
So you're off Thursday?
No, I'm working Thursday.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, the 24th is a Saturday.
So you're right. So I'm going to go on Friday.
Okay.
Returning Monday, but taking Tuesday off. I need a recovery day.
I got you. That's all right. You got the days to take.
I got them, Jerry.
I don't blame
you. I need a recovery day.
Good for you.
By the way, John Cougar Mellencamp has been playing the Beacon Theater this week.
He had
four shows.
That.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't want to go see him there.
I would have seen that.
Going to Indianapolis is much easier than going to the Beacon Theater here
Someone wrote an article, actually. I'd have to find it, that I saw a couple of days ago at home. There was an article that was written about how incredibly expensive things are in New York, and it's something we've talked about, where they said going and seeing this artist in Texas was cheaper than it was to come see them in New York.
Yes.
I'm going to try and find it during the
All
next
right.
break. But
you
yeah,
can Google it.
And we've talked about that many times. Like going to Indianapolis or going to Florida could be cheaper in some cases than just coming into Manhattan and buying the tickets here.
Plus, you make a thing of it. You make a little getaway. A little getaway, Jerry.
I completely agree.
I'll go visit Indiana State University, my alma mater, me and Larry Bird.
And just take a lot of pictures.
Just take a lot of pictures, yep.
Yeah, will you have any before and afters?
Do
you have any photos of you at Indiana? Like, is there any proof that you went there?
Yeah, I have a bunch of pictures. But they're actual, from a disposable camera.
Right, but you could always
have them somewhere.
Reshoot that.
Yes.
And then have a side-by-side, like as you're standing in front of the Indiana State Bell.
Right. They have a
or
big
whatever.
Fountain. They have a fountain there, Jerry.
Do you have a picture in front of the fountain?
I do have a picture in front of the fountain.
You should do a before and after.
All right. You got it, Jerry.
Human Al and Alien Al.
I'm not an alien, and do not call an alien sightings when I'm in Indiana.
That would be funny.
An alien just got off an airplane.
Nope, just Al.
Jerry, the Yankees have played two yesterday. This is what I don't like about doubleheaders. When we talk about, it's always a split, I do that whole whole bit, Jerry. But what it does is it gives you no feel for, like, the Yankees played two full games yesterday.
Correct.
And you walk away with no feel. Like, you walk away from the Met game going, that felt terrible.
Yeah.
The Yankee game, they lose the first game, win the second game.
Yeah.
Not great pitching in the first game, great pitching in the second game.
Yeah, this Vasquez was really good.
So you walk out of there going,
I think if you walked out of there after the second game, you feel pretty good.
Right, that's true.
Same way if the Mets would have won yesterday, they would have felt much better about themselves going to Pittsburgh.
Luis Severino gave up four runs in five innings in the first game.
Yep.
Called it unacceptable.
Yeah. Wasn't his best, that's for sure.
And then you're right, Randy Vasquez goes out there, pitches five and two-thirds inning, gives up only two hits.
They had, and then it was Marinaccio, nice. Like two-hit baseball in the second game. Game, cruised along, a nice little tidy 3-0 win.
A Marinaccio.
They needed to win last night. You could not have gotten swept in a doubleheader to the White Sox. The White Sox are okay. They've got talent. They're not a good team. And I know the Yankees. I'll tell you one thing that's interesting is, and I know Aaron Judge is obviously the big piece here, but Remember this scene in Major League when they're reading the newspaper preview of the Indians,
mm-hmm.
and the guys are like, they're reading the names like, who the bleep are these guys? It's the very same feel right now with the Yankees.
Yeah, some guy hit a home run last night. His name is Billy McKinney.
Billy McKinney.
Who the hell is that? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they just brought him back up. Billy McKinney.
Just like I was watching this Marinaccio come up, he's so thin. I'm like, if this guy would have to tell somebody that he's on the Yankees, no one would believe it.
I'm sure that it has happened many times where a 23-year-old kid that was called up shows up to security, and they're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Of course that's going to happen. How could it not?
Then I saw this pregame, Jerry. I want to know your feelings about this.
Okay. First of all, let's not lie to the audience.
Yes.
You saw a clip of the pregame.
I did see a clip of this.
There's no chance that you actually went to Yes and put the pregame show on.
That I did not.
You don't even watch Boomer on Sundays. Please.
You know I don't watch those pregame shows.
I know you don't. I know. Trust me. I'm well aware.
So before the game, Liam Hendricks, the pitcher for the White Sox, I guess he had cancer at some point.
He's come back from cancer treatments. He had his first save back the other night. Yes.
Oh, that was his. So he legitimately just got back.
Yeah. Remember you don't remember. Clearly. Last week, I played the clip of him in his return. He got the standing ovation.
Yes.
He had been out all season. I guess cancer treatment started in January after he found out in November or October, whatever it was. Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I saw the Yankees, Brian Cashman, present one of those giant checks.
Mm-hmm.
To Liam Hendricks.
That's great.
For Stand Up to Cancer.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, Jerry, but I'm a competitor. I don't donate to
You're
my opponents. I donate to my
It's
team.
A very nice thing that they did.
It was a very nice gesture.
Yes, it was.
It was cool to see the guy getting a big check before a game and he's in the opponent's uniform.
I think it's great. I really do. I think what they did, that is outstanding.
I didn't know he just came back.
Yeah, he just came back. I think it was last week. Or the week prior. I don't remember because we did play the clip. I don't remember who they played. But he came in, didn't pitch great. But he was like, you know, it was emotional for him to be out there. And his wife was there and, you know, got a great ovation from the crowd, as you can imagine. And
what kind of cancer do you have there, Jerry? Oh, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right. Right, right, right.
I'm not sure what that means.
Isn't that skin cancer, Eddie?
Non-lymphoma?
I do not think it is.
It is not. Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. What is lymphoma cancer? Let me get this for you, Jerry. I'll get this right for you. Yeah. It's the cancer of the lymph nodes, the lymphatic system.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
That's the thing that fights off diseases normally. You have cancer there, that's trouble.
Very scary stuff.
It includes the lymph nodes, the spleen, the thymus gland, and bone marrow.
You know who's going through it really bad right now is Shannon Doherty.
Yes.
Really bad.
And she's battled it
for years.
Yeah, for years.
I would say like 5 years now.
Yeah.
And there was, I think it was 2020 or 2021. I mean, she did a whole thing on, I forget what news channel it was, where she was basically saying goodbye. It was, oh my God,
goodness.
It's so sad. Yeah, really awful. Terrible. Well,
look at this Liam Hendricks beating cancer. And then pitching.
And, yeah.
And coming right back and pitching.
Trey Mancini of the Orioles.
Is that right?
Not on the Orioles anymore, but yes. I think he had testicular cancer, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. He left, and he was gone for half a season, maybe even a full season. He's come back, so.
I wonder if I would try to come back or I would just give up.
You'd give up.
I would, right?
I think you would.
Go on without me.
I don't.
Like, this is very treatable,
You know, it's
sir.
Weird, though, because you have a You have a fighter's mentality when it's about an argument. Like, you right. You like to argue.
Yes.
But physically, you have a very give-up nature about you. I don't know the answer to that.
But right. One question. Is Whimsy still alive when
yes,
this happens?
She's still alive.
You're giving up.
They'd be like, you have testicle cancer. I'd be like, okay, that's it. I'll see you guys in the afterlife. It's very treatable, sir. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
You have to. You have to. You can't give live. Up. You can't give up.
Like, well, what's it going to cost? Because I'm not sure I have great insurance.
You have a $10,000 deductible.
Yeah. I would like to think I would fight.
I would like to think so, too. But I don't know. But Liam Hendricks fought.
If I was real tired, I'd probably quit and give up. I'd probably need to take some time off just to... Just
to do what? Rest more?
To rest more. To get ready to fight cancer.
All right. So since we were talking about Liam Hendricks.
Yeah.
And we were talking about these players. Only a few. Yankee or White Sox?
Okay. Ooh, right. I like this game.
Yankee or White Sox? Jimmy Cordero.
Cordero. That's a Yankee.
That is a Yankee.
That's
good
what
for
I'm talking
you.
About,
very
Jerry.
Well done. Look at that. One for woo-hoo. One for Al. Yankee or White Sox? Eloy Jimenez.
White Sox.
Yes. Oh, my God. You are a baseball savant.
Jerry, I know all about. Here's what I do know. I know all about the New York Yankees.
Albert Abreu.
Yankee.
Yes. Holy cow. What are we doing here?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think you've just proven yourself
yes.
That you are what they would call a Yankee lifer.
Yes.
Like, you know baseball. I'll give you one more. I'll say, Sebi Zavala.
Oh, he's a White Sox because
yes,
he hit
the home
homers.
Runs the other night. That's exactly
homers.
Right.
Why do they say idiot savant?
Probably because you know things you probably shouldn't know.
Because that sounds insulting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meanwhile,
it
seems
kinda
like
Rain Man.
Yeah.
He was an idiot savant.
That's just a,
like, sort
rude.
Of like really good at the one thing.
Yeah.
But like the rest of life kind of, you know, clueless or awkward.
Well, I guess I'm good. I'm not really good at anything.
But why call them an idiot?
I don't know.
That's just so rude in this day and age. Yes. Like, you're an idiot.
Well, I think that's an older term that's probably not.
We
got to
get that changed.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard that term in a long time. So you just brought it up.
Neither.
From one idiot to the next.
I was just thinking. It's just so, that's a rude thing
yeah,
to
is.
Say.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's very demeaning.
You know, I've been watching a lot of videos about from this African gray parrot.
You're still thinking about this?
Very much like Rain Man.
Okay.
Exactly.
Also right? Very right. Much going to live a lot longer than you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to call Minko an update savant.
Why did you call him a savant for an update? Update savant. Because he was good at it?
I could be wrong about this. I would say when he went off script, he struggled to speak.
Okay. Or when he was on
or
script.
Just when he left the studio after the update was over, he kind of struggled with life.
But during the update, nailed it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
A savant.
Some of the ad-libs are legendary, though.
Oh.
Especially when you would put him in a spot, and I've been in this spot too now, where when he was doing St. John's or when he was doing Army or whatever, and Mike or Chris or whoever it would be, they would ask him tough questions. Well, you know, I couldn't get a sentence out. And yeah, I get it. You don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right.
You know, some things are obvious. You don't want to say them.
Right. You have to be very measured
when
you're put on the spot by certain guys.
Because they can take that paycheck away from you very quickly.
Yes.
There's about 9,000 other people that want that job.
Right.
So, all right, quick break, 5:38. We are more than halfway home. We'll come back. We got more to do. And then Boomer and Gio on a fun summer Friday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!